Well, it's taken 5 years in the governor and the liberal Democrats in this building to understand we are not going to raise taxes, we're not going to raise fees to fund more government. So this budget follows the suit of what I believe was a foundation that we set. You know, it's a foundation that we really rested on when Governor Wolf came into office, and we had our battles, but he started off with no taxes, and there will be no taxes. But I'm just a little concerned with some of the policy initiatives. One of the policy initiatives and the cuts is for safe schools. You know, how do we talk about gun violence on one hand, and we cut a program which I created to keep our school administrators, our faculties, and our students safe? You know, so, you know, there's got to be a balance here of what we're doing and how we do it on these policy initiatives. But, you know, the governor, I think, has been very reasonable in some sense. But, you know, this is, we go back to all the major cuts to lines that we care about, our agricultural lines and lines that have to do with, you know, rural issues. But when you look at this budget and, you know, 15 lines in the budget make up 75% of the spending, gives little room for things. But we'll get this spending in a more reasonable area. We'll make investments that pay off, and we'll continue the path we started 5 years ago, which is a very good conservative route to go to keep Pennsylvania as a leader that we've been for these past years. So looking forward to working with everybody in the building.